am impure. I am unclean. I am an advocate of vagabondage. I am not the incarnate beauty and light from the songs, nor am I the pure damsel of paradise from the epics. I am a slave to desire as much as you are. I am a bubble of desire and lust. I am fractured and broken and alive. I am a minaret of arrogance. I could also be the height of prudishness and you may never touch me. Why must I be a constitution of false desire for you? You may think of me as a corpse made of sticks and straws, but I will be as self-serving as you are. Why should I be the embodiment of altruism? My speech is as sweet as yours. Why must I be the deity of saccharine good-naturedness? I am ordinary, unremarkable. Why must I bear the burden of being distinguished for your sake? You take pride in being prodigious, but I'm still fitter than you for eminence. If you have a fondness for beaming faces, get yourself an idol of marble, because the lines on my brow will not fade for your happiness. The expressions on my countenance do not obey you, nor are they for your sake. I am not a thing of beauty. I am not a mandate of modesty. I do not know daintiness. I do not recognize worship. I am not a seeker of your attention, nor am I destitute and miserable in your absence. I do not want to be obliged by your patronage any longer. I am not a subject of your kingship, and that I be the dormant sand of your castles, say, how was this your promise of fidelity? When I was the artful talisman that made you Jahangir. Here, Jahangir is a double reference. Jahangir means the conqueror of the world, and it's about the contribution of women who have sacrificed so much for centuries to let women take, to let men take the spotlight. And it's also a reference to Nur Jahan, who is said to have run Jahangir's court and his administration. I am not a wave deprived of a shore. I am riding for the heavens on my curiosity. The pages of history may fade me to oblivion, but the faithful will invoke blessings upon me. I have lived in a shroud for ages, but in these gloomy times, my congregation is radiant, and such is the gossip of the heavens. My powers have long been revealed. How much longer can shackles hold me back? How much longer can madrasas rebuke me? My crusade has long been afoot. My agitation is a mutiny against this patriarchy. My schemes are neither weak nor gullible. I have now taken to the houses of power from where you oppress me. It is time that you know that my creation was not the ornamentation of your world. Thank you.